are always excited for a baptism because there's always a story behind it. Last week we baptized some little ones. Today we're going to baptize a little bigger one. So, Steve, if you'll come on down here. And as Steve is coming, many of you have seen him around here. Come on over on this side. Many of you have seen him around here quite a bit lately. And to some of you, you haven't seen him until pretty recently. And actually, Steve has got just a tremendous story. And he feels like God called him from California to come here to work at Sam's so that he would meet and marry his wife, Frances. And Frances was a very godly woman with a very strong faith that he saw Christ in. And really, because of her goodness and the goodness that she brought into his life, she really became his entire world. And in some respects, she became his savior. She brought him fulfillment. She brought him joy. She brought him purpose. And recently, the Lord took her on to her reward in eternity. And all during this time, God had been preparing Steve's heart. Because he knew that as Frances left, that everything in his world was going to be ripped away from him. And that he was not going to be able to make it without the presence of God in his life. And so shortly before Frances passed away, as all of these things were going, and I know some of your family members became very aware of what was fixing to happen in your life and your need, and they were praying for you to find Christ because they knew you were going to need him. One of his good friends, who was actually an ex-pastor, sat down with him and walked him through the gospel to which God had already prepared his heart. And he immediately accepted Christ, and God has worked such tremendous things in your life. He's brought you into this family, given you brothers and sisters, but he's done tremendous things in your life. And one of the
praise his name.
And you do, and there's genuine worship and praise that comes from Steve's heart. One of the things that he's told me is he said that he knows that without Christ in his life, he would not be able to make it. He wouldn't be able to survive. But he already sees, not he believes God will heal him. Yes. He already sees God healing him in the midst of a very, 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 very difficult situation, which is still fresh. And I've seen a lot of people that love their wives deeply, but I don't think I've ever seen anybody that loved their wife more deeply than Steve loved Frances. And so it is a tremendous loss. And to see how God is giving you the strength and the faith and the vision of what's ahead to move forward and to find peace and joy, even in that loss, it's a tremendous thing. He is.
Thank the Lord. Thank him all the time.
You do. You thank him all the time.
Every day, over and over.
And as I've known Steve, his whole perspective of life and his whole perspective of his life has drastically changed. He desires to bring that same love and that same presence of God into the lives of those around him. And God has just changed his life tremendously. And it is wonderful. And it is my privilege to baptize you as a person who has already given their heart and life to Jesus Christ and already seen the power of God in their life. So I'm going to baptize you, my brother,
in Christ. I baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Well, let's pray. Father, we are so grateful for the miraculous transforming power of your Holy Spirit. If all you did was to rearrange the physical circumstances of our life, which we know will fade away so quickly. It would have really eventually no meaning. But when you totally reach down and touch and transform who we are, you bring your presence, your hope, your life into ours, your love into ours. What your presence does in us can barely be described by us being born again as a new creation. We cannot express what you do in our hearts, but we are eternally grateful. We thank you for what you've done in our lives. We thank you for what we see that you've done in Steve's and what you're going to do. We pray that your hand will be on him. You'll continue to help him to grow and to become everything you created him to be. And we love you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.